We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Mike Migdahl, but I like to call him Chief Garbage, for reasons. Anyway, Mike wanted to be a trucker called Dak, who did his own podcast while driving a big rig and picking up hitchhikers. It's a real fun character, and we had a blast doing it. I hope you guys like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dak on the Road Again.
Breaker, breaker, this is Dak Rambo. You're listening to another episode of Dak on the Road Again, the podcast that's coming to you live from the cabin of Xanadu. That's the name of my 16-wheeler big rigs. I'm hurtling down the highway with a hot load. That's actually a cold load. I've got a reefer filled with turkeys. I got a turkey hearse. We're going to San Antonio and we're going there fast. This week's episode is sponsored by Frankie Fix Your Car on Canyon Road in Provo, Utah. The staff is helpful, and most of them have washed their hands sometime in the last decade. I'm just kidding, Frankie. I love you. Keep on trucking. Hey, everybody. Dak Rambo here. Wow, it's been a week. I just dropped off a load of venison to an orphanage in San Jose. While I was in San Jose, I got to visit my good friend, Cyrus the Cyborg. He does body modifications. Per my request, I have successfully grafted a 12-inch Tebbit knife to my inner forearm. At the moment's notice, this little pointy dirk will shoot out of my forearm. And thank you, Cyrus the Cyborg, at your body modification and tattoo parlor in San Jose. Shout out there. They gave me a wonderful deal. They are fans of the podcast Dak on the Road Again. Speaking of fans, this is typically the part of Dak on the Road where I dig into this mountain of fan letters that comes to me. Read this first letter. Hey there, Dak Rambo. I love the show. Oh, thank you. You tell it like it is and don't kiss the man's ass for any price. You seem like you've had your heart broken before, but you carry the pain well. Anyway, me and all the guys at the Texaco station in Jackson, Mississippi are all rooting for you. Take it easy, Dak, and enjoy this engraved compass that we all chipped in to get you. Well, look at that. They got me an engraved compass. And it says, pumping gas and hauling ass. In Jackson, Mississippi. Well, thank you, boys. I surely appreciate this letter, your kind words. This next letter, as I make this turn right here onto this exit. Dak, you son of a B-word. You no good rotten hidden and quitted Don Juan on 18 wheels. Well, I'm on 16 wheels. Your son Gunmetal Mark just had his fourth birthday and he was wondering where his dad went. We were all wondering. Okay, let's just move on to the next one. Okay, here's a good one. Dak... Long time listener, first time letter writer. This is my first time writing at all. Seriously, this is my first time writing any letter with human words. The episode of Dak on the Road Again, where you recited the alphabet and described what each letter looks like, was just what I needed to cure my illiteracy. Your soothing voice did what no teacher from first grade all the way to second grade, when I dropped out, could do. Also, this is a smoking hot lady trucker. Are you single? Able to write in City of Commerce, California. P.S. I'm a dude. Gotcha. Oh, damn it. Gah. You had me going there. Wait a second. City of Commerce. Reggie, is that you? You illiterate son of a B-word? Oh, you got me. Well, that looks like all the fan mail that I have time to read today. We got a hitchhiker up ahead. Oh, as you know, is all of you listeners of Dak on the Road Again, if I see a hitchhiker, I am obligated by the trucker's code to pick him up and stop where I'm going. It's a rule. It's a rule of the road.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey there!
Oh my god, it's so hot out there.
It is hot. It's a scorching summer out
here.
What's
all this equipment? What is this?
Well...
That's a microphone?
That's a microphone. And that is a bow and arrow next to the microphone.
Jesus.
And that
is a compound bow.
Yeah, that's a pound of weed.
Oh.
That's dank kush. I got it from Mexico.
Yeah, I'm not going very far. You just drop me off at the next,
whatever. Nonsense. Where were you going? I saw you out there with your thumb sticking out.
Yeah, I got in a big fight with my girlfriend. She says I never do anything, and that I'll never amount to anything. And I thought I would go out to L.A. and be a movie star.
L.A.? You're talking about Louisiana. It's a great place to,
Is that what the signs were pointing to? Oh, no.
Uh-oh. You didn't mean to go to the city of Mardi Gras?
No. I want to go to Los Angeles.
Oh, man. You must have been really,
I don't even know how
had
to
your head turned around by this, fight with your little mama.
I did. I had a huge fight with her. I don't even know how to suck the head out of a crawdad. I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Hey, nonsense. Like gumbo. I'll take you to L.A. You want to go to Hollywood? City of Stars?
Yes. What is all this? What is going on? What is this?
Well, you never been in the cabin of a real American trucker
this
before?
This is my first time hitchhiking. This is my first time in a truck.
That's a nice suit you're wearing.
Thanks. I'm like, well, I'm going to need this for the audition. I yelled at her. And I put on the one suit that I own. I had to buy it when my grandpa died. I needed a black suit.
The name's Dak Rambo, by the way, and you find yourself
hi,
in the cabin of Xanadu.
Hi.
A beautiful 16-wheeler.
I'm Richard.
Hey, Richard.
How's it going? Yeah, what is this?
Well,
What are these microphones?
This is a standard circuit breaker microphone. I am broadcasting my voice out over the highway.
These are not standard circuit breaker microphones.
Okay, buddy, you come into my cabin and... You're going to tell me what's what?
This is a huge... There's like two microphones that come down on arms.
Yeah, there's two microphones. They come down on arms. There's a standard circuit breaker that they're hooked up to.
That is not standard.
That is a 5-terabyte hard drive.
Yes, that's
next
huge.
To it. And that is a little hula lady who's dancing around as we're driving 95 miles per hour. You might have noticed the flashing lights that are in the distance. Coppers over there, those pigs are chasing me because I ran through a toll booth earlier on. You can listen to the podcast on Podbean.
Next stop, you could let me out. That's fine.
And no, nonsense. Okay. I'm taking you to L.A. It looks like it's about 855 miles as the crow flies.
That is the biggest Alienware computer I've ever seen.
Well, thank you.
You have a giant computer in here.
Well...
This is the most... I did not think this is what an inside of a truck would look like. When I saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure, it did not look this nice.
That movie set truckers back so far. Truckers are nothing like the truckers depicted in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, man, that's what I was expecting when I did all this.
Hey, Dick, would you mind passing me some of that weed over there?
Can I touch it? Does it get through into my skin? I might have to do a drug test when I get...
No, you're gonna need to smoke it if you want to get high.
I've never smoked pot before.
Well, now's a fine time to start. Just go ahead and roll me a blunt. There's rolling papers next to the bow and arrow.
Oh God! All right, let's see what we got here.
Here, just take the wheel for 1 second.
Oh my God! No.
Let me finish rolling this.
Hey.
You're doing fine,
Richard. No.
Richard,
no.
That's okay. The first four wheels are off-road wheels. All right, and we're back on the highway.
God.
We're back on the highway. Oh, look at that. We got one fat-ass doobie rolled right up.
Oh, my God.
Put that in your mouth real quick.
No, come on.
Okay, well, you don't have to smoke the Lord's herb if you don't want to.
You are a loose cannon.
Ashley was right.
Your little mama's name was Ashley.
Yeah.
I dated a couple Ashleys in my time.
Yeah, how was it?
Well, the first Ashley lived in Panama, Nebraska.
Oh.
She worked in a Taco Bell.
Oh.
Well, there's nothing dishonorable about working in a Taco Bell.
I'm sorry, I get real judgy sometimes.
You ever had a Gordito Supreme?
No, I've never had a Gordito Supreme.
I'm not even sure if that's offered in other Taco Bells. There's 4 Taco Bells in Panama, Nebraska. I went to one of them because I was dating Ashley, who was the manager. And let me tell you, she was a Taurus, so she was pretty patient.
I don't believe that stuff.
You don't believe in the Zodiac?
No.
Well, the Zodiac believes in you, Richard.
I don't know what that means.
It brought you here into my cabin.
Oh, no.
You're
going
to want to inhale. You're just sitting there with it burning in your mouth.
It is. I don't even know how you could see out the window in here.
Well,
it's already so smoky.
There's a small monitor here that lets me see out the back.
Next to the Alienware?
Mm-hmm. Next to the Alienware. I have 2 monitors. It helps editing the podcast late at night when I'm on the road.
I don't enjoy this.
You ever heard of Zig Ziglar? He's a motivational speaker.
Oh, no.
He talks a lot about multitasking and achieving your goals. Drip, drip, drip. By one drip at a time, you can fill the bucket and complete your goals.
Drip, drip, drip reminds me of a old Chumbawamba song.
Are you talking about the Chumbawamba song that everybody knows?
Oh, no. Tub Thumping?
Yeah.
I Get Knocked Down, I Get Up Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows that song, but if you bought the CD like I did when I was younger and stupid...
Yeah, anyone who buys CDs is pretty stupid when you can steal them with a five-finger discount.
Okay.
Continue, Richard.
No, you, man, how are you not arrested? There's a song in there that goes like, chip, 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 goes the water. Here, I'll just pull it up on my phone.
Can I see your phone real quick?
Sure.
Let me just open the window and
out
here.
Hey, come on! That was an iPhone 4.
Yeah, that was an iPhone 4, the government, to listen to us via... You see, I forgot the name of the movie. I think it's called 10-4 Good Buddy, the Edward Snowden documentary.
10-4 Good Buddy?
That's what I heard. I think... Oh, Citizen 4 Good Buddy. Citizen 4... Citizen 10-4.
No.
Pretty much the government can hack into any piece of machinery that hasn't been firewired.
Firewired?
Yeah, firewired. All this Alienware stuff, this has all been firewired.
Where? Is that what this tape is around it?
Yeah, I put the tape over the camera and I put the tape over the microphone.
Oh, God. You're a person. This is, I guess I'm having an adventure and I didn't even realize it.
So wait a second. Let's get back to you. Tell me more about this.
What?
So you and Ashley got in a fight.
Yeah. I lost my job and I wasn't really upset about it. Has anyone had a job... I worked a creative job. I worked as a
trucker?
No.
Well, you said creative job, and I naturally thought trucker. What could be more creative than choosing your own path down the highway of life?
Okay. I worked as a marketing coordinator, which means I had to do, like, a lot of, little marketing things, like Photoshop stuff and a little bit of social media stuff. And
social media?
Working specifically with other our clients and whatnot, and it just became, I don't know how else to describe this thing. They tell you to do a job, and they're pretty vague about the job that they want done. They say things like, okay, so example, I had a toothpaste account.
Yeah, toothpaste.
Okay?
Who needs it?
What?
Toothpaste. Yeah, who needs it? They put fluoride in the water. Sorry.
This is going to be a long ride.
I mean, it's going to be a long ride because I'm taking you 850 miles.
It's that far?
Star City.
Oh, boy. So I got a toothpaste account, and they said this is literally what the rundown was. It was looking for something fresh, light, and clean. All they wanted was a photo of the toothpaste next to a toothbrush. And they said, we want fresh, light, and clean. So I take that, and I'm the creative person. I creatively come up with, like, a really white bathroom. Everything's super clean. Everything's white in the bathroom except for the product. It's a bright red toothbrush, and the toothpaste is in blue packaging, and it's perfect. I feel like it's definitely bright. It's definitely fresh. It definitely gives off that feeling. I submit it. They say they like it. I don't hear back from them for 2 whole weeks, and then 2 weeks later, they say, this isn't what we wanted. This is more clean and sterile than light and fresh.
Wow.
We need this by the end of the day.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. And then they don't give me anything else, and they want it done by the end of the day, even though they were supposed to get back to me right away. And I didn't do it.
And then they gave you the boot? They said, hey, get on the side of the curb.
No, that was just my first offense.
Well, I don't think I could even listen to your other offenses if they all sound like that.
They're all basically that, except for the very last one.
Let's fast forward to the very last one, just like I do on my Alienware computer when I'm watching Netflix, and I just like to get to the credits of a show.
Okay, well, I don't know if anyone can handle this, what I did. So Casual Friday at my office is a pretty big deal. Apparently a couple years ago got taken away because some people were dressing inappropriately. They finally brought it back a couple years ago.
Hold on a second. Dressing inappropriately? Like, what were they wearing? Were they wearing bikinis or...
Well, apparently the rumor is that somebody wore a spaghetti string tank top. Full coverage, but it just had the spaghetti straps.
Sounds like what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, your tank top has probably seen better days. It's the top part is just barely strings hanging on the top there.
Well, I wouldn't say it's seen better days. I would say it's in the lettuce years right now.
Was that supposed to be white at one point?
This is a yellow. This was always yellow.
Was it?
And this always had green. This green, little Australia-shaped stain right here.
A stain always had a stain?
It always had a stain. Look, buddy.
Anyway, I wore shorts on Casual Friday when we are clearly not allowed to wear shorts. And when I was asked to go home and change, I just stayed at home.
Richard, I've taken 18 pep pills this morning, and...
18 pep pills?
18 pep pills.
Caffeine pills?
Well, caffeine is not as strong as one pep pill.
What's a pep pill to you?
A pep pill to me is a empty capsule that has been filled with a combination of crystal meth and RC Cola.
Oh, God.
No, you're
the doors are locked.
You're in here until we get you to Hollywood and until your face is on one of those stars on Hollywood Boulevard. Your face is going to be on a star.
I was fine with the meth, but then you said RC Cola, and it grossed me out.
Hey, once it pops, you don't stop.
That's Pringles.
Well, beg to differ.
No, it is. I worked in advertising. I worked on the Pringles ad.
Do you think you could help me advertise this podcast?
Oh, what is this podcast? What's it called?
It's called Dak on the Road Again.
Okay, pun.
Well, not really a pun. It's just I'm on
word
the road
play.
Again.
I guess it's wordplay.
What is it wordplay on?
It's wordplay on Back on the Road Again.
I don't know what that is. Just rolls off the tongue. I'm not trying to be clever. But
I hope not.
Hold on a sec. There he is. Someone's a little high.
I'm feeling funny. Can we please just crack the window a little bit? Like when the first bit of air I got was when you threw my iPhone 4 out of the car.
All right.
Just paid that thing off.
You paid it off?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you that you are now free from your financial obligation that has shackled
That's
you.
That's not how that works.
Well, I threw it out there, and I'm pretty sure the birds aren't going to pay for it. Birds don't pay for anything.
They don't. I'll say that.
You also... Hey, wait a second. You hate birds?
I hate birds.
Oh, I hate them. I look at them proudly flying through the sky when we got perfectly good highways as far as the eye can see.
Well, that... No. That's not the reason why I hate them.
Well...
Birds are jerks. And they shouldn't get they get the power to fly, and they're the worst animal. They're aggressive, they're mean, they poop on everything, they're gross, they're old dinosaurs, they should be, like, cool and, like, friendly, and they're not. They're, like, the least friendly of animals.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Richard, you are my friend, and that is why I'm gonna actually take you back to Ashley. No. We're gonna get you the love of your life back. You're clearly cut up. Do you want to go to L.A. and be a star? Or do you want to go and do that because maybe that'll show Ashley that you're not a big F-up that got fired from his job making TV commercials or whatever, magazine prints or toothpaste?
Most of my stuff was toothpaste related.
You were a toothpaste specialist?
I kind of got pigeonholed into the toothpaste thing.
Oh, you bring up the pigeon.
I did one for the... I did one for the...
City Slicker Bird.
Yeah. I hate those pigeons.
Flying around the buildings when there's a perfectly good grid system that was put in place by settlers who had no idea that the city would expand in the way that it did. I actually kind of hate cities.
I had to do the ad for a Taiwanese-based toothpaste company.
Love the Taiwanese.
Their ad is a kind of a racist black man. Caricature.
Ooh.
Taiwanese. And they said, make this less racist. And I said, that's not possible. And they said, you gotta try.
Well.
I gave him a top hat.
That sounds less racist to me.
Yep. Apparently that's the difference between racist and unracist as a top hat.
Put a top hat on it. But anyway, we are turning this car around, and we are taking you back to Ashley.
Dax, I don't know anymore. Do you need a sidekick?
Do I need a sidekick?
Do you need somebody to stay in here with you?
A little more of a lone wolf, but if you want to pay me $500 a week...
What?
You can...
How am I going to make money if I'm sitting in the car with you?
Well, money naturally reveals itself to one in the presence of Dak Rambo. Opportunities call from left and right and from up and
GoPros?
Below.
Are these fake GoPros?
That is actually...
These are fake GoPros.
That's a model GoPro that was made by... It was an early prototype of the GoPro.
This one says Go Amateur.
I wrote that. That's a lemon.
What?
With a googly eye attached to it.
Yeah.
And that
this one's just made out of Legos.
Oh, that's where those Legos went.
Oh, God.
They were underneath that pile of dank Afghan kush.
Also, I couldn't tell because it was so hot outside when I got in, but is this seat wet?
I was actually sitting in that seat before you were sitting in that seat.
How?
Well, I've got these long, gangly arms, and I was driving from the right.
You are. If I would describe, if anyone's ever seen, has anyone ever seen you before?
Has anyone ever seen Dak Rambo? Let me tell you, Johnny Law hasn't seen me. Not for more than 5 seconds at a time before I slip into the shadow.
Well, if they want to do anything, if they need a sketch, I would say you're kind of like, you're like a stick bug. Got really long limbs.
Okay, well, you're kind of like a snitch bug because you're out here describing what old Dak Rambo looks like. And by the way, that's pretty funny how you chose the exact opposite of what I look like. I'm squat, and I'm 5'3", and my head weighs 100 pounds.
Don't even...
So...
How do you know how much your head weighs?
Officer Shirley Guzman, my old parole officer, that is what I look like now. Do not look for a stick bug of a man.
You look like a stick bug.
Okay, please stop that.
I don't know how you know how much your head would weigh 100 pounds. How would you weigh your head? Every time you put your head on the scale, you lift it up to look, and then you go back to zero.
That's a really funny scenario that you're describing, but the way my head was actually weighed involved the time I was captured by the Triad in San Francisco.
What?
And they weighed my head as part of a threat.
Why?
They were threatening to cut off my head.
Yeah, so why would they weigh it?
Because they were going to mail it.
All right, let's say that I'm threatening you.
Well, let's say you could threaten me, which would be what a world that would be.
Okay.
It's kind of fancy businessman in a suit threatening old Dak Rambo, who's already established that he has a bow and arrow at his lanky arm's reach. I mean, short, stubby arms. But go ahead, try to threaten me in front of all my viewers.
Let's say that I had kidnapped your... Let's say you have a daughter. I kidnapped your daughter. I wouldn't weigh her and then tell you how much she weighed. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it depends on the daughter. Some daughters... I've got 55 daughters.
That you know of?
I believe I know of all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, they weigh your head because they plan on shipping it?
Yeah,
wouldn't they just use... I mean, your head's about the size of a normal standard USPS priority mailbox.
For any law enforcement officers listening, my head is roughly the size of two bowling balls that have been taped together inside the Stanley Cup. It is a large head that weighs 100 pounds.
No, I'd say, yeah, the one that costs like $10 and no matter the weight, you just ship it that way. If the Triad are listening now, come on, you guys. If that's your intimidate...
Oh, I'm pretty sure the Triad...
Call me up. I'll help you with your shipping options.
The Triad is not listening because they don't have the means to listen anymore. Let's say Dak Rambo gave them what's coming to them to them.
Is that where you got the Alienware? Did you steal it from the Triad?
It's not stealing if you best them in combat and they're holding you prisoner.
There it is.
It says the Triad on the back.
And then it says property of the Triad.
And then below that, it says... I mean Dak Rambo.
Yeah, I wrote that. You tried to cross it out. There's also a bunch of Japanese symbols and letters here, characters.
It's called Kanjo.
Something weird for you to know.
Something you pick up when you're in a holding cell with the Triad in San Francisco.
Oh, man. Have you always had that scar?
Which one?
That one on your face.
Nope, that actually, I got that from this guy in San Jose, whose name is Cyrus the Cyborg. He runs a body modification shop. Got real wasted on little wines, and one of my daughters is a big Harry Potter fan, so I got this Harry Potter scar cut into my forehead.
Yeah,
and
it looks like a lightning bolt.
I sent her a postcard with my face on it. I have not heard back, but I'm sure she loves my new Harry Potter look.
Wow, you went all in on that Harry Potter look. Also, what's wrong with your arm?
Which arm?
Your left arm?
Oh,
looks like there's something bulging out of it, and it's purpley.
Do you want to see something cool?
Yes.
Okay, look at that lemon GoPro.
Okay.
Amateur. Ha-cha!
Whoa! Oh my God, your arm!
Like a shish kebab.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
No, you should get that out!
No, I did get it out.
Oh my God!
And it stabbed the GoPro.
No, my God. No, it's barely... Okay, you guys...
Could you get some bandages real quick?
Yeah, you guys. There is a half of a knife coming out of his arm. It looks like somebody cut his arm open and just slid a Swiss Army knife in there.
if you're ever in San Jose, please check out the services of Cyrus the Cyborg, body modification wizard. This man will put a Tebbit knife, stainless steel Tebbit knife, into any body part, any limb that you have, then you want a knife to be able to shoot out. Kind of like Wolverine, except more badass,
no,
I would say.
That's infected. We should go to the hospital right now. You let some drunkard put a Swiss Army knife in your
Cyrus
arm?
Cyrus doesn't drink on the job. He's a true professional, and he'll install a knife or a pop-out gun or a butterfly knife, which is another type of knife.
Mostly just knives.
Or also, I mentioned gun. Did I mention that it's a ceramic gun?
Why would you
One-use ceramic metal detectors.
I don't like this.
Well, it's fine, because I'm taking you back the direct... I mean, I don't know where Ashley is. I just turned around and pressed the accelerate button.
Oh, God, yeah. I never told you my address.
Yeah, just tell me your address real quick.
Sure, it's 2902 North State Street.
We'll edit this out of the...
okay.
Of the podcast. We're not going to edit it out. Because I don't know how to edit it out, because...
Have you ever fell in love with somebody?
Have I ever fell in love with somebody?
I mean, besides the 55 children that you have?
Oh, 55 daughters.
Daughters? Well, so you have more children?
I have 270 sons.
Have you ever heard of condoms?
Have I heard of condoms? Yes, I've heard of condoms.
Have you ever used one?
Yes, I've used condoms many times.
How many times as many?
Probably 10,000 times.
Oh, boy. How's a stick bug of a person having so much sex?
All right, look, I'm small, I'm squat, and I'm ready to love.
You could swear.
I'm not going to swear. I've already hit my cap.
Oh, you get one swear word? Is this PG-13?
I don't know who my listeners are. Sometimes truckers will listen to my podcast, and they'll have their son or daughter in the cabin with them, and
Who could be your son or daughter with the amount of sex and kids that you have all over the world?
And if they're raising my son or daughter, more power to them, and I'm sorry I'm not there. But yes, I have fallen in love before, and I have had my heart broken, maybe by Officer Shirley Guzman, my parole officer, who, if she's following me right now, you will never catch me. I'm no longer the lean whip handle of a man you hopefully fell in love with all those years ago under the desert moon in the Moab desert of Utah, where you finally caught up to me and we had that standoff. You held that gun up to my head before putting it down and saying, "Dak, get the hell out of here and don't let me ever see you again, you big, dumb, handsome stick bug of a man." And then I looked at her and I said, "Shirley, come with me. Put your badge, bury it under that cactus." And she said, "Dak, you know I can't do that. The chief will have my ass." And then I said, "So I can't have your ass, Shirley? I'm already over my my swear limit, so I apologize if there are any parents and children out there. But you know what? I'm not sorry for how we made love that night in the desert. Rattlesnakes fleeing the sounds of our lovemaking. A new king in the desert emerging. The king of our bodies intertwining. Sand. Grit. Tumbleweed. Shirley, if you are still with the Utah State Police, you can find me at the Bob's Big Boy at the truck stop on Canyon Road in Provo, Utah, in 2 weeks. I'll be there."
I can't believe it's like this love that... It is forbidden love that you two have.
Kind of like a Romeo...
Tony Romeo?
You know Tony Romeo?
Yeah, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I can't throw worth a lick. He can't throw worth a lick.
Get me back to Ashley.
I'm already on it.
Good. I want to go back to Ashley. So bad. Just listening to your love story. Ashley, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I'll get another job. There's a million marketing coordinator jobs, okay? I'll get another job. I'll do everything stupid. I don't care. I'll do the dumb stuff during the day, so then at night it could be you and me, and we could watch our favorite shows, and then we can get into other shows and binge watch them, and then we can make plans for the weekend that we could cancel because we're too tired from working all week. But then, you know, then we have that big plan with, you know, with the other couple.
That's great. That's really great. Or, Ashley, if you're listening, you and Dick over here
Richard.
Can come into my cabin, and you can both be my apprentices. For $500 a week, the two of you can live in my cabin with me, Dak Rambo, as we take high-volume loads of who knows what. Maybe turkeys, maybe consolidated loads of ping pong tables.
Consolidated
and
loads?
Consolidated loads. Does that make you laugh, Dick? Real mature. You might be my son. You could be my son. You look like you're maybe 25 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Were you born in Calgary?
Yes.
Canada?
Yes.
Well, I had to be sure.
Do you know...
Is your mom's name Marjorie?
Marjorie Coleman?
Marge the Barge?
Oh, no.
Well, anyway,
tell
Ashley that I say hi.
No!
Folks, I'm speeding away now. We've got to get to Neenah, Wisconsin at light speed. And remember, when you're on the road of life and Johnny Law's at your back and the payload needs to get dropped off in 0500 hours... Then you look inside.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to support the podcast, you can check out my posters over at MarioMaps.com. That's MarioMaps.com. Or just subscribe to this podcast. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.